Emergency Service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In time, where all things are temporal or subject to change, there's a part of us that has to be anchored in an eternal realm where there are absolutes, where it doesn't change. My situation might change, but it ain't going to shake my faith, because my faith ain't changing. My faith remains strong in the living God who has spoken things to me. Hello? I spoke this a few services back, but some of us need to position ourselves for some suddenlies. I want to say that to you again tonight. I don't know all who this is for, but some of us need to position ourselves, get ready for some suddenlies. Things that happen suddenly. Now see, to us, it looked like it just happened. But to God, He already saw it. He already decreed it to be so. It was already a finished work. But it's like on the day of Pentecost. You know, they were there for a time, and suddenly things begin to manifest. But God already knew. Tell somebody, get ready for some suddenlies. Some pleasant suddenlies. Pleasant surprises. Now, take this on as the mind of God, too. He never speaks anything that is not already finished. Now, the importance of this is the foundation. If we're going to defeat fear in our environment, in our life, in the lives of our children, and in any domain in which we enter, then we're going to have to think with the mind of the Lord and not think for a moment that God is not for you. Amen. That maybe God, maybe. No, God don't think to contemplate. See, that's He's got to bring us up. Because sometimes we think maybe God ain't for me here because something didn't happen right away. Maybe God's got a better way. But you got to understand, one way or the other, God doesn't think to contemplate. God ain't up there scratching his head confused about nothing on whether he gonna work something out for you. No, it's already worked out. Sometimes we just have to figure out where is the pathway. Am I allowing fear to push me over here? Have I acted on fear and now my vision is clouded? Have I been speaking certain ways and now my mind is confused? Because God never gets confused. He's not confused about your situation right now. He knows where your blessing is right now. He knows where your provision is. He knows where your breakthrough is. He knows where your blessing is. Tell somebody, and it is here. God, the Lord is never trying to catch up with nothing. Devil try to make you think that he's way ahead. He ain't got a chance. He was defeated at Calvary, stripped of any authority that he had stolen, defeated once forever. Okay, so if you can truly begin to think like God thinks, you will not have to struggle. Sometimes people will even go as far as to think you don't care because your demeanor is so calm. Now, some, just their personalities, you know, and their upbringing and that, they're a little more emotionally adept, you know. But when truly the peace of God, when truly the mind of God is governing you, you cease struggling. Do you know when you truly are serving the Lord as you are, there is no enemy that can stand before you? They can threaten you. They can say things to you. They can plot against you. They can lay snares before you. But none of it will work. As the Lord declared, no weapon that forms against you shall prosper. Amen. So if you can think like him, then you don't have to struggle. No strife. There's a rest, a total rest. I'm telling you, extraordinary things happen when you enter into his rest. I know I've been racing different times, knowing what the clock is saying, trying to get to an airport, or knowing that, you know, this is cutting it close. And God would say, just rest. And you know what? When yielding to that word of rest, and you know, you don't even get in a hurry, something always happens where you walk up on God having intervened or something. You know, the plane wasn't delayed just by chance. You know, something happened that God got involved because you got on your pathway. Now, if you'd have stayed in anxiety, there'd have been no reference point for him to come through. But that one, that like Jesus, see, wherever Jesus went, he was in tune with his Father. So miracles had to manifest. Deliverance had to come. Breakthroughs had to come. Regions were changed. See, if you get into fear, then okay, that's going to hinder. That's going to block stuff. Fear brings bondage. And that's really, you know, if we look at it honestly, that's really why some things have been delayed in our lives at different times, because we get off of the path and into fear or into our own self, trying to make it happen ourselves rather than really waiting upon and trusting God for real. Just like Abraham and Sarah, they tried to make it happen themselves, and when they did, God didn't speak to them. 13 years God was silent. Then when he did speak to him, he said, walk upright before me. He had to start it all over with him. Amen. So taking on the mind of the Lord. Our lives are in his hands. We are not, can I say, we are not ordinary men, ordinary women. You're not ordinary. There's something on your life that is not ordinary. There's an element on your life that makes you extraordinary. Things happen on your life that don't happen to the normal person. If I can say it that way. And you have to know that. That wherever I go, extraordinary things. I'm open to sudden things happening. I'm open to things happening that don't make a lot of sense to the natural mind. I'm open to God moving in and moving stuff out. Hello? Instead of just being stuck on facts and snared by fear, what God said will come to pass. Amen? Tell somebody, read God's mind and rest. You know, anytime trouble, strife, stress, all that stuff tries to crowd you in that, just step out of that realm of fear and go before your Heavenly Father and watch how he'll give you an assurance in the midst of that. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. How many know what I'm talking about? God gives us an assurance in the midst of whatever you go through, in the midst of anything, it's going to be okay. You know, like that song, I Got a Feeling. You know, you might be going through hell on a spider web, but you got a feeling somehow everything's going to be all right. Well, that's the Lord telling you everything's all right. I just got to get you out of that dimension, that domain, that bondage of fear. Because what I've spoken over your life remains. The course I've set you on remains. Okay, how things change in your environment. It ain't going to stop the purpose of God. It's not going to stop the plan of God. Whether people accept you or reject you. Whether they like you or hate you. Whether they give to you or not. It's not stopping what God planned. His resources have no limitations. And if the brook dries up, God will speak to a widow woman. Hallelujah. He needs his church to be the church. not the world, not think like the world. We are different from the world. Amen. We are the light in this world. A light or a city on a hill cannot be hidden. I prophesied this a while back. Get ready. God's getting ready to make some of y'all stand out. Come on, I said, you're going to stand out. All of a sudden, people are going to start speaking highly of you, placing a demand upon you, coming to the light that shines through you. Amen. Honoring you in ways that you've not been honored before. He told Joshua, this day I will magnify you among the children of Israel. And as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And what did he tell them? He said, Joshua, fear not. Over and over, he said, Joshua, fear not. I'm going to take you in a way you've not been before. So don't fear. Joshua, I'm going to magnify you before the children of Israel. So don't fear. Joshua, I'm going to give you a grace to pull walls down and fight battles. So don't fear. Joshua, you're going to feel Moses' shoes. Don't be afraid. As I was with him, so shall I be with you. Fear not. The fear of man is a snare. It's a trap. It places limitations on us. Cause you to think differently. Don't you let anybody steal your dream. There's a lot of dream stealers. Joseph's brethren tried to steal his dream. But thank God he has ordered our steps. So, as a foundation, and perhaps we'll go into that even more in depth at another time, the mind of the Lord has to be at the foundation, at the core, at the basement of our spirit. How is God thinking about your situation? God's not upset. God's not rattled or shaken. He had a plan before you got in that situation. And his plan is immutable. It doesn't change. But through faith, as you operate in faith in time, you will cause the environment to change. You will cause the situation to change. See, that's why we are here, to establish that eternal kingdom.
We are continuing in part 28 of The Faith Crisis, Breaking the Limitations of Fear. God will speak a word to you that can change everything. When he speaks, be silent and listen. Every day you can rise, no matter what the circumstance, and say what Psalm 118:24 states. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Push fear completely out of your way, your thinking, and your life. God has already placed every necessary provision in your path before the need arises.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.